play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
It's going great. Cold and great.
Yes, yes, very cold. Oh, my goodness. But we're going to warm everybody up with the puzzle. Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. I said, name a famous living singer whose first and last names together have four syllables. I said the second and fourth syllables phonetically sound like things a dog walker would likely carry. What singer is this? Well, I'll tell you, the answer was not Snoop Doggy Dog, which one listener sent in, but that made me laugh. The correct answer is Alicia Keys, because that holds a leash and keys.
Oh, okay. There were almost 900 correct entries, so a lot of y'all got this. And this week's winner is Lori Rose of Malden, Massachusetts. Congratulations, Lori.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, the first word that came to my mind was leash, so I was thinking of names that would have that sound in it, and then it just kind of all came together from there.
Okay, do you listen to any Alicia Keys?
No, I couldn't tell you anything about her.
Okay, well, she makes some great music. I can recommend it. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, about 20 years.
Okay, and this is your first time winning?
It certainly is.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm retired now. I spend a lot of time out walking, looking for birds, gardening when the weather's that way, cooking, things of that nature.
Okay, well, that sounds quite lovely. Hopefully you can get out more once this weather warms up. But Lori, I have to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm ready.
You got it. You got it. Don't worry.
All right. Thank you.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Lori and Aisha, I'm going to give you some clues. The answer to each one rhymes with the last word of the clue. For example, if I said the sky's hue, you would say blue, because blue is the color of sky and it rhymes with hue. Here's number one, a toy that flies to great height.
Kite.
That's right. Pistol for one.
Gun.
That's right. A funeral fire.
Pyre.
That's right. Friar's event with a celebrity host.
Roast.
That's it. Brand of pen that you can click.
Bic.
Uh-huh. A place to acquire knowledge.
College.
Right. Have uncertainty about.
Doubt.
Right? King Felipe VI's domain.
Romania.
What European country rhymes with Ain?
Spain.
That's it. Three plus one more.
Four.
Right? Locale for someone who needs bail?
Jail.
Yes, one-tenth of a bowling game.
A frame.
Right? Like the runner that all the others have passed.
Last.
Right? A quick blow on a flute.
Toot.
Right? Superior to all the rest.
Best.
Uh-huh. Was rank.
Was rank? Stank.
That's it. And here's your last one. New addition to a family, maybe.
Baby.
Good job. 100%.
So you did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
Very relieved, thank you.
Okay. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Lori, what member station do you listen to?
GBH and BUR.
That's Lori Rose of Malden, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Alan Hochbaum of Duluth, Georgia. Think of two hooved animals. Take all the letters of one of them and the last three letters of the other. Mix them all together, and you'll get the first and last names of a famous actress. Who is it? So again, two hooved animals. Take all the letters of one of them and the last three letters of the other. Mix those letters together and you'll get the first and last names of a famous actress. What actress is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.